This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Spadola, is this guy watching Tennessee football?
No, he's calling into a radio show after the fact.
Okay, he's calling into a radio show talking about football, and his wife, she hates football, right?
Oh, yeah.
She wants nothing to do with football. Kinda, I feel the pain here.
And they're Florida recruits. I mean, these guys are good.
That's why I think they'd pull the trigger pretty quickly on getting rid of Billy.
Get off the damn sports radio. It doesn't matter to your family. It's a loser situation. Dad needs your help.
Cosmo, Chris.
So done with you. I know you don't care. I'll take your $2.5 million.
Oh, that's a first.
Wow. She's like, I'm going to divorce you and take your $2.5 million.
Yeah. Kids need your attention right now.
Wow.
He called into a sports radio show. They're talking to him. His wife goes ballistic. She's tired of the sports. It's rough, man.
God, that's
it's
so
a rough time
funny.
Of year for a lot of us. You got to weather it out, folks. Come on, guys. Stick together on this. Watch your football.
My God. You know, but what do you think it is? Like, I know guys that just will watch the Broncos, and that's cool, and, you know, just take them in. But, like, what do you think your thing is? Because you watch college teams that you've never even gone to that college or thought about going to that college. Like, right. What is that?
I love the sport.
Yeah.
I just like the sport no matter who's playing it. It doesn't matter to me. It's just I find it very, very entertaining either way.
Well, you even stream your high school, yeah. Your old high school.
Yeah. I love the sport. That's the bottom line. And my wife can't stand it. Now, I know people like, for example, I play golf out at the at Raccoon Creek, and there's some guys out there that I've played with before, but they play 3 and 4 times a week. And I can't figure out how they pull that off because I can't play every weekend. I've got other obligations I got to take care of.
Yeah, you
got
to watch football.
Well, not just that, but I mean, I've got to do things around the house. I got a 6-year-old. These guys are out there. It's like, how do they get by with that? You know, it's like, seems like a pipe dream for me to be able to do something like that.
You're so sad.
But yeah.
How do you guys do that?
How do you guys get by with this? But man, I got to tell you, if you're in a household where one person is just into, and it can be her, your wife being into running, working out.
Or whatever, football.
Or football. And the other person's not into it, in fact, despises it. It's a tough, tough go, man.
Well, usually people like adapt to each other's whatever they're into. They kind of adapt. Like, I think she was hoping that you would be into running and cycling and, you know, the Iron Man stuff.
Yeah.
That you would adapt more to her stuff.
Yeah.
But you did not.
It didn't happen. It didn't fall in line. Yeah. I don't know, though, if anybody can actually jump into something like that, like
I don't know,
does,
dude. I tried to be a snowboarder. I really did. I tried because my ex was a professional snowboarder, and so I tried to jump into the game. Got all the equipment, did all the stuff, and then you eat it so many times, and when you catch an edge, you're like, "This is dumb. I'm going to die."
But you're proving my point. My point is, I don't think you can fake it. I think you either love something or you don't.
I think if I would have had such ease as he did,
yeah.
You know, in doing it. But first of all, he took me to Squaw Peak to one of the hardest runs for my first run. So that's
on him.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he jumps over my head while I'm down, like I've eaten it. And he comes behind me flying and jumps over my head instead of saving me.
Later, honey!
last year on this show, I mentioned that if only my wife liked football, Man, oh man, life would be good. All right, Mitch, she tried. She heard that. And not long after that, like the following weekend, she sat down to watch a football game. And she even said to me, I'm going to like this. I'm gonna learn to like this and see what it is. It lasted for a half a game. By the halftime, she was done with it.
Well, but then she also gets reprimanded because you wanted her to like golf. But then when she liked golf and wanted to get new clubs and all that stuff, you're like, damn it, can't I just have my sport?
Well, there is that. Why do you have to bring up that
stuff? So do you really want her to be a football fan and sit there with you? Like, I don't think you do.
No, I don't think you do.
I think that's a lie. No, I think that's your thing, and you like that time. Yeah.
I don't even like sitting and watching a football game with somebody that just talks all the time.
Yeah.
And does the play-by-play for me. It's like, can't you just watch the game?
Right.
You know, just don't, no. I don't need your commentary on this.
So you don't even want the commentators to talk?
No. I like the commentators. I'm talking about somebody sitting here in the room with me.
Oh,
gotcha. You know?
Oh, your father-in-law does that, right?
Yeah. Or anybody that would be there. My son will do it too. But when he comes over. But yeah, I don't, you know, if I'm going to watch the game, but you're right. I don't really. And she's not. But again, I'm going to say.
You're complaining about something you don't want.
I wish she liked football or understood football. She doesn't understand it.
But I don't think that's true. I think if she started watching it and all, it'd drive you nuts, just like the golf thing. I think you're really happy in your little football bubble. What I think you want to say, this is just a guess, is can you go somewhere while I'm watching the game and not say, like, are you going to mow the lawn or were you just going to sit there?
Is it bad that you say, can you go somewhere? I mean, is that really rude? Because I don't think it is. You're just suggesting.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's a suggestion, right? Can you go somewhere, please? And stay for 4 hours. I don't think that's being mean.
No, it's not bad. It's fine.
It's not being mean
at all. No.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.